Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Video Gamers Podcast. It's time to talk about what game is going to be our first deep dive of 2024. This is a very special Hijack a Host pre-dive. After what was maybe the best year of gaming ever in 2023, I'm very curious, maybe even a little nervous, to find out what we're going to first cover this year. I am your host, Paul. I am joined, as always, by my two brothers in gaming. First up, he's the man with the power. He is the keeper of gaming secrets today. He's going to reveal in a bit which one of us is going to play a game and what it is. It's Josh.
I like having power. I like having secrets. I'm kind of digging this, guys.
Everybody's coming to you.
This, the other part of that is that when somebody goes legendary, which is how you can hijack a host by supporting us over at multiplayersquad.com, but when they go legendary and then I get a DM from that person, I instantly know that I am not the one that is getting chosen to play the game. So then there's that little bit of like, ha ha. But then it's like, oh, wait, but then why didn't they pick me?
Yeah. You've become the official master of whisperers from, you know, Game of Thrones. That's just your role now for the pod. Yeah. All right, and then joining Josh and me, he was last chosen by Cataclysm for the last deep dive, which was Endless Dungeon. Ryan, how are you doing? How are you holding up?
I gotta say, I'm pretty disappointed in that intro.
I had nothing.
How you doing, bud? How you doing
and
there?
Ryan.
And it's Ryan.
Let's start this year off good. Hey, how you doing, bud? No.
Have you touched Endless Dungeon since the deep dive?
I actually have played it a couple times more. It was a good game. So sometimes being forced to play games that you would otherwise not play is a good thing.
Absolutely. All right. So for our listeners out here that are not familiar with our format, we have a way of doing deep dives where we cover one game over a full hour. And the way that we choose these games is through our Force a Friend format. Basically, we take turns, we pick one of the other hosts, and we pick a game, and they are forced to play that game. We also have, through our Patreon, the legendary tier, where if someone signs up, they get to hijack a host, where they get to step in, they pick a game, they pick a host to play that game, and then we play it, and then we come back and record that deep dive. So today is one of those very special Hijack a Host episodes, because we had someone on Patreon go legendary. Like Josh mentioned, that's over at multiplayersquad.com. And whenever we do these kinds of episodes, these are always a little bit interesting, because whether it's Force a Friend or Hijack a Host, we don't really know what's coming. Like, how do you guys feel when we record these? Do you feel excited, anxious? What's going on?
For me, it's like the going up the hill on a roller coaster. Like, there's that nervous excitement. Click, 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 click. Yeah, but you know, it's like, you think you're about to have a really good time, but there's also that part of you that goes like, what if it goes terribly wrong? And so like, these Force of Friends are kind of like that. Like, where I don't know what game I'm going to wind up playing. Is it going to be me? And then if it is me, like, am I going to like this game? Am I going to hate this game? Now, I will say, so far, we have done a few Force of Friends where we have picked games for each other. And sure. I feel like that's paid off pretty darn well. I mean, nobody has disliked a game that they've been forced to play yet. And then we had this incredible run, and we're still having this run of support for the podcast and people signing up and then hijacking us to where the decision is not in our hands at all at that point. And so I know for me, I get like a little nervous. There is a small amount of dread that goes, well, what if I hate this game? Number one, is like the listener going to be disappointed that I hated this game? But then number two, sometimes those opinions make for some of the best episodes at the same time, you know? So yeah, it's a little bit of both for me.
Yeah, it's good. You get that kind of mishmash, like you were saying, like you have the anticipation, you're ready for what may come, what may not come. You're not sure if you're going to be picked or you're not. And then you don't have any idea what the game's going to be. You may like it. You may not like the game, but from what we've seen so far, it's, I mean, personally for me, it's, I've played a few games that I would have never touched that I thoroughly enjoyed. So it's been really cool so far.
Yeah. And even if you get picked for a bad game, then at least you're usually the next one up to pick the game. So between the three of us, it's still technically my turn from The Witness.
One of these
days. By the way, I had to go back and look. Guys, that episode released on October 16th.
Oh, wow.
So hey, we're a whole quarter past
hey,
that.
Hey, let's keep it up, guys. Come on.
I was going to say, listeners, I'm not going to play because the listener support has been incredible, which is why we do this. We love just having people tell us they love the show, like honestly, you know, and supporting the show is why we still do it.
Absolutely. So today's Patreon supporter, I guess I'll just call them the Patreon supporter of the hour. It is none other than Yaya Arizona, who has been a very long-term supporter of our show, just recently went legendary. Many of our listeners probably recognize that name. We've brought her up a couple of times. She may or may not be my mom. So thank you very much, Yaya Arizona, for not just supporting the episode and the podcast, but also raising me my entire life. So thank you.
I will say this, dude. Number one, Yaya is a gamer. She plays and streams a lot of Fortnite, which is, I guess, her favorite game. I don't know that she branches out a whole lot. But number one,
there's some Pokemon Go in there.
Yeah, is a gamer, so respect there. But number two is just awesome. I love the fact that every single person in my family calls her Yaya, including myself, which is where her her username comes from as well. But I mean, it's just an awesome person to be around, a lot of fun to be around, and is a gamer at heart as well, which is really cool. So appreciate the support, Yaya.
So side note, do you know why she goes by Yaya? Have we ever talked about
isn't
this?
Isn't that like it's not like German. I thought Yaya is like a certain language's referral to like a grandmother or something, right?
Oh, it sure is. Yeah. Polish? It's Greek for grandma.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what percentage Greek I am?
1%.
Absolutely 0% Greek. Okay, so this, just a little bit of Paul family history here. When my wife and I fostered and adopted our two oldest girls, they were 13 and 10 when they got placed with us, and this was back in 2008. When they came in, since I was the oldest sibling, my parents immediately became grandparents of teenagers, and they didn't really know what they wanted the kids to call them. So my mom just gave a printed list to our oldest and said, just pick whatever name you want for me. And she thought Yaya sounded cool. So even though we are not Greek, we are very Irish, very Polish. I am probably the palest person either of you two know. There is zero Greek blood at all. But yes, that is awesome. The famed Yaya.
I didn't know this story, dude. I didn't know this either.
This is blowing my mind.
Yep. There you go.
Learning
so
day.
Ryan... Ryan, do you think there's any universe here where my mom chose a game for you, or are we both just figuring this one's picked for me?
All I know is when Josh said there was a game picked, but it was Yaya, I knew I was safe. I knew I was good to go, and I probably know what the game is out of a guess, but we'll see. We'll wait for the reveal, the big reveal.
Well, I will, since this is not a surprise. Paul, your mom did pick you.
Yes, okay. I knew it.
To play not the surprised. Game. So you are the person that has been chosen to play the game. You just don't know what the game is yet.
That's true. I would pretty much put everything I own on it being Fortnite, Clash Royale, or Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go, I think we would really struggle to record a one-hour deep dive, so I'm guessing this is probably Fortnite, which we have famously never covered on this show, which did start almost 4 years ago now. Our oldest episodes are not available because they're not very good. No. but we've been doing the show a long time, and we have never done a deep dive of Fortnite. So I'm definitely leaning toward that probably being the pick.
There's a reason.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Paul. Like, just for the sake of building up suspense a little bit.
Sure.
If it was Fortnite, how would you feel about that?
I would still feel very grateful, but it would be a little bit of a backhanded gratefulness because I have played Fortnite. I think the game is perfectly fine for what it is. Amongst battle royales, I am far more inclined to play Apex, PUBG, something else. I have not touched Fortnite in a long time. I will say that. I wouldn't be mad about the pick. And I think a lot of our listeners would be tuning in to hear, and I think roughly 2/3 of them would hope we would really trash it hard. And I think the other third probably have very fond memories of playing it.
Yeah, my daughter is literally playing Fortnite right now with her friends.
Sounds about right.
You know, but you know, you bring up a good point. There are a couple major games on this podcast that we have never covered and that people have long requested that we cover. Ark was one of them, but we did cover Ark at that point. Minecraft, famously, we have never done a deep dive on. The other one
we did Minecraft Dungeons.
Yeah,
though.
But not, yes, exactly. And then the other one most requested, you know, is Fortnite, and we've never covered it. I think we've always just said, like, what is there, like, what can we cover at this point? Everybody knows what those games are. Sure. All right, Paul, what if I told you it's not Fortnite?
I would be absolutely shocked.
Okay. What if I told you that your mom wanted you to play a game that everybody has been raving about this year, but you have not played yet?
This is going to be so ironic if this is Baldur's Gate 3, because I'm going to let you finish first.
Go ahead. Did you just pick up Baldur's Gate 3?
Josh, I am in Act 3 of Baldur's Gate 3.
What?
I was saving this for this. Okay, our listeners are going to hear this out of order. We may or may not be recording this before we release our end of year gaming awards. I have been secretly playing Baldur's Gate 3 and was going to share all my thoughts on that episode.
You snake, you haven't told
us
at
all. Did my mom really pick Baldur's Gate 3?
No, she picked Fortnite, Paul, but no, let's go back to this Baldur's Gate 3 thing.
For a split second, I was like, let's roll it out right now. Josh, let's talk about it.
You got me.
Yankee, I'm so tired of these fools. Let's talk about it.
I had to juke you guys back
and
forth.
You got me.
Okay.
Yep.
You're playing Fortnite, but now you've secretly been playing Baldur's Gate 3?
Yeah, I'm in Act 3 right now.
You're further than me, Paul.
I was looking at our achievements and comparing them, and it was kind of making me laugh just seeing the different ones.
How many do I have?
Zero.
In Baldur's Gate? Zero.
Okay, we can't go down this road, but now I am dying to hear what you think about this game, Paul. But
well,
okay.
You won't have to wait long. You're going to hear it for our end of year awards, because it's definitely going to pop up.
Yes. All right, Paul, you are playing Fortnite courtesy of your mom. You knew this was coming despite my efforts to try to dodge it.
But my mom does listen to the podcast. So I thought, you know, you have hassled me a bit on not playing Baldur's Gate 3. I thought maybe there was a chance, or maybe she could have asked you, hey, I'm not too sure what to pick. What would be a funny pick for Paul? And you might say, yeah, my idiot friend won't play Baldur's Gate 3, even though he loves DOS 2 and he loves RPGs. Yeah.
So,
all right.
Is it extra painful now? Because otherwise you would have been like, I'm almost done this game already.
Yeah, I did have a little glimmer of hope that it would be Baldur's Gate 3.
Thanks for the money, Mom.
What have we done, Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Ryan's over there laughing too. You're just as guilty, Ryan.
All right. Yeah, Fortnite. Okay. All right. It's been a minute.
All right.
We'll have to get back into it. Am I going to be venturing into this world alone,
no,
or by any chance,
absolutely
are either of
not.
You going to join
as
me?
As much as I despise the world of Fortnite, I will absolutely play with you.
I have it installed literally the second, Paul, because...
Wait, is it installed under my Epic account?
No, it was installed under mine. But yeah, I'm ready to play with you. And I will
say this.
I will say this. The introduction of no build mode has gotten me interested in Fortnite again. Now, I think for the sake of the deep dive, we'll play, you know, some both of them so you can kind of compare. But you got me as your battle royale buddy, Paul. Provided you send an invite and say, "Hey guys, do you want to play with me?" Not like you do with PUBG.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, I haven't touched PUBG in a while. So, Josh, you and I played Fortnite back in the day because we loved PUBG so much. This was back in the early days. The rubber banding, the server issues galore, all that jazz.
Yeah.
We were so starving for a battle royale. When Fortnite came out, we all jumped in it. How many games do you think we legit played?
Five.
I was going to say four or five is my guess. And it did not click with us. I have logged in maybe three or four times since to like just play with my kids when they were younger. They haven't really been crazy about Fortnite so much the last couple years. But I'm glad to hear that I won't be venturing into this alone.
I have not played Battle Royale in a while, and I've had the itch, and we dabbled in PUBG, but you know, PUBG's always rubbed me a little weird at the same time. So I'm with you, Paul. I'm down.
This is really going to sting when we start losing to 8-year olds that just have quicker reflexes.
I played with my daughter's friends the other day.
Some little kid with a little screechy voice.
I played one match with my daughter's friends the other day, and one of them was so sweaty and literally wiped two squads by himself.
Yeah.
And then we won the match because I watched him build a skyscraper in like 2 seconds and then just pop off. It was ridiculous. It's going to be a little miserable for us all, Ben.
This sounds horrible.
Sounds about right. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. So continuing our conversation here about Fortnite, obviously, we're not going into this game blind. We're all very aware of Fortnite. It would be a crime if we did not know much about it. Josh, I think you have a couple of fun facts to share with us.
I do. I try to look up a couple things that maybe even long-term fans of Fortnite might not know about the game. So just a couple. I don't want to, you know, like I said, this game's been out for a while. But Fortnite's so popular that Epic Games, who is the game developer for Fortnite, is reported to make $3 billion a year on Fortnite. Now, that is an estimate by various companies and stuff. It is confirmed that they have made at least $1.8 billion from Fortnite in a year before, and they think the revenue has gone up since then. So, like,
so they're doing pretty well financially, is what I'm
hearing.
They're
doing pretty well. Fortnite is also free to play, so they're doing very well with all of the side monetization that they've got going on there. The highest peak daily player count for Fortnite, so the peak players over the course of a day, was 44.7 million people.
That's insane.
That's more than the entire population of Canada or Australia. And actually, I think it's Canada and Australia combined, because they combined to be like right at like 42 million or something like that. So, wow. Yeah.
Dude, that's like not that far off from like, I mean, that's not as high as like Super Bowl numbers, but that's still insane. Talking about over 40 million people playing in one day.
The peak concurrent player count was 5.8 million people playing Fortnite at the same time.
I would have guessed 2 million, and that's 2.5 times already an outrageously high number.
Yeah. So all of that to say that there are a ton of people that play Fortnite and love Fortnite. And maybe we're going to find out why. You know, I mean, I can guarantee you this. We're going to play a lot more than 5 matches. So, you know, we're going to do, or, you know, I say this because I'm going to not abandon Paul on this one. I can't promise I'm going to play every game with you, Paul, but, you know,
well, he wouldn't.
And then like
anyway.
three games in, I'm just going to be like, I'm out, Paul.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Have a good one, man.
I won't be shocked.
At least I'll be there.
Okay, I'll take it. Ryan's always down for multiplayer. Do you guys, and maybe you were going to mention this, Josh, but do you guys remember when Fortnite was supposed to be primarily a single player game with zombies?
Oh, I remember getting really excited about that. Just Fortnite saved the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
And then they went, hey, this
whole battle royale thing's working out pretty good.
Like, oh, this will make us some money.
All right, two more quick facts here. The highest prize in a tournament for Fortnite was $3 million, won in 2019 by a 16-year-old Kyle Giersdorf. I actually remember seeing the video on that because dude won $3 million by playing Fortnite in a tournament.
Wow. I don't even know what I would have done with, like, $10,000 when I was 16 years old, let alone $3 million.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the Fortnite Champion Series, which is organized by Epic Games, has a $10 million prize pool. So okay. Fortnite is still very, very big business. I know that we've talked about it a lot and we've never played it or, you know, covered it on the show, but it's not like Fortnite is going away anytime soon either.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and actually, so people that, you know, you might say, oh, well, the game's been out a long time, there's better battle royales out there. When they released the OG map, like, 2 weeks ago, that is when they hit their peak concurrent player count. So,
yeah, that's nuts.
I mean, it just goes to show you that this game has an insane amount of longevity. There's got to be something there, right, boys?
How many dances do I have to learn and perform?
Well, that is the other part of this, Paul, because we're going to get some video of you doing the Fortnite dances. So.
That's what you think. That's going to be the ultra legendary tier. That's going to be like the $10,000 tier to get something like
so
that.
So I did mention, like, you know, maybe there's something there for this game. You know, maybe we'll find out that we actually really enjoy Fortnite. Who knows, right? That's the beauty of these things. But Paul, for Fortnite to be a success for you, like, you know, when we come back to it, what would it have to do? Like, what would need to happen for you to go, you know what? I underestimated this game. This game's a lot more fun than I thought.
So I am going into this with pretty much the world's lowest expectations. It is almost impossible for this game to not impress me. Okay. So for it to be successful, it just has to be relatively playable and for me to not absolutely hate every minute of playing. If it's anything higher than that, I will consider it a success. I do not believe that I am going to love it, but I think there is a chance that I will look on it more fondly after being forced back into it. And I will give it the old college try. I will not play 4 matches and pretend like I can talk about it. I'll put in a legit minimum 15 hours, probably more, you know, probably more in the 20-25 hour range. That way I feel like I truly understand this game.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
I'll be there for some of those victories, Paul.
I certainly hope so.
We joke around, but I'll tell you what, because I really want to play no build mode because I hate the building in Fortnite. I can tell you that right now.
I played
a match or two with my kids the other day. Like I said, dude built a skyscraper, won us the whole match. I hate it. But if we can play this like a normal battle royale without the building, I think there's a good chance that we might like it more than we think. We are not shabby at battle royales.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're old, but we have a lot of gaming experience and none of us are slouches at video games. Now, I'm not going to say we're great because I don't want to go there, but I think that there is a good chance that we're going to have a good bit of success as well.
No, I agree. I think we'll do well. I think that we will learn these dances and do them maybe choreographed, all three of us do them all together, you know, maybe sure. make a little TikTok there and oh, put on goodness. Our GTA 6, you know, TikTok there. But I'm excited. I think that as much as I trash on this game, you know how I am with multiplayer. You know how I am with battle royales. You know how I am with.
I don't know if you're good at shooters, Ryan. And I don't mean that in a bad. Like,
we
have Ryan not looks played. So
whoa,
offended.
Whoa, no, whoa, I don't.
This is what I'm saying. We have not played.
Hold on,
a shooter.
I played a lot of Counter Strike,
and I know that you're a Call of Duty guy, and I know that you're a battle. You're a Battlefield guy. We have not played a competitive shooter together, so I have no idea what to expect from Ryan.
Hold Ryan's on. More of a Sims guy.
Stardew Valley.
You know. Yeah.
It's cracked. It's cracked in half.
Ryan. Sorry, Ryan. I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
You know what? All we're playing now is the build mode. That's all we're doing.
You better have at least Josh. A 0.9 KD ratio, Ryan. That's all.
I've watched the videos. All you have to do is you just whip your mouse around over and over and over and over, and you just build up a tower.
Yep.
So that's all it is. That's all Fortnite is.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to seeing what kinds of crazy characters you can play. I don't know if you have access to like old seasons. I don't even remember how you unlock characters, but I did do a quick Google search of like weirdest collabs with Fortnite.
Oh my goodness.
I forgot that you could play as Bad Boys for Life. When the movie came out, they added like Will Smith and Martin Lawrence into the game. Oh, Radiohead. Goodness. They put Radiohead in Fortnite? This is insane. Yeah, some of the collabs along the way.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't they add Breaking Bad? Couldn't you be like you could be Jesse Heisenberg. And Walt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't know who's in there now. I know like for a while they were doing like the Star Wars Darth Vader arc, and then you had Spider-Man zipping around. You had Goku from Dragon Ball Z that was Kamehameha and everybody. Like, yeah, it's gone through a lot. Okay, Paul, so I kind of know you're already leaning this way, but we talked about what it would have to do to be a success for you. For it to fail, what needs to happen?
To fail, I would say we get our butts kicked by little kids consistently.
I will hate that and abandon you. Yep.
We hate every minute of playing. I think that's like worst case scenario.
Okay. So just bad matchmaking and getting wrecked all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, if we played like 10 matches and my KD was like 0.4, I think I would just quit the pod.
Sorry, Mom, I'm done.
Yeah, refunds issued. I'm out.
I'll see if I can find some little kid drops after we do this episode.
Oh, no. I don't even know what that means. Just drop some little kids talking in movies.
Yeah, talking crap on the
like
game.
In Fortnite.
Yeah, in
Ooh,
Fortnite.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I don't know that I can handle
it. Get wrecked, old timer.
It's like when that one guy told Josh that he really admired that he was still pretty good at games despite being 45 years old.
Dude.
Well, you know, Josh
was
getting up there,
man.
He's getting up there.
All right. So in moving on here, we have just a little bit left here for the show. We always like to predict where we think the game is going to land on our leaderboard. So if our listeners don't know, you can go to videogamerspod.com. We've got a bunch of content on the website. My favorite thing is that we have different leaderboards. Anytime we do a deep dive, we always individually place it against every other game we have done a deep dive of. So we've got over 100 games here with me and Josh, a little bit shorter since Ryan joined the show a little bit later. As I'm looking at my leaderboard, so PUBG initially was much higher on the leaderboard. It got dropped over time due to all the cheaters. I have PUBG at 93 out of 103. Which is like really low. I mean, that's almost
all
the way at the bottom.
You'd move that up now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure.
I'd move it up a tad. The problem with PUBG right now is there's just too many bots. They're filling matches too fast.
Yeah.
So you'll only queue for 8 seconds, and I'm like, I'll queue for 3 minutes. Let me play with a full map. I think this is gonna fall somewhere in this range. I think it's gonna be like late 80s or lower. This means it's gonna go up against something like Forspoken, Human Fall Flat, The Forest, Hood, Outlaws and Legends. I think it's gonna be in that territory.
I'm just gonna guess because I've been looking at my leaderboard. I think for me, it's gonna be. I'm just gonna guess 71.
Okay.
Which for me is Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. Above it is Borderlands 3, and below it is like A Way Out and Deathloop.
Deathloop. Game of the Year
so
nominee.
I think I'm gonna like Fortnite more than I want to admit, and so I think it's gonna rank in like the 70s for me.
That's honestly my biggest fear, because of how much I hate that game. I'm gonna like it, but I think the biggest reason is because if I as it's been said, like if I play a multiplayer game with you guys, that's what's gonna be the fun part to me. I can play any game. I can play Rock Paper Scissors with you guys online,
yeah,
and I'd be like, that was the best game ever of all time. So I don't know. I think it'll be up there in the consensus board, but I think we're still gonna have a blast either way.
Yep.
Well, the day has finally come. This is 4 years in the running, Josh, of people saying, when are you gonna cover Fortnite? Because over the last 4 years, it's pretty much always been like a top three most popular game.
Easily.
It's never been unseated.
Yeah, easily. So, but yeah, well, I mean, we'll break it all down. We probably won't spend as much time explaining game mechanics to people since, you know, everybody kind of already knows about Fortnite, but we'll break down, you know, what we think of the game, the various aspects, you know, especially get Paul's, you know, take on it. Obviously we'll play it with Paul, but yeah, I'm very curious to see how we feel about this.
Me too. And I will go in trying to like it. I always say that when we do these Force of Friends. I want to like games. I'm never going in trying to be the crotchety old man. Oh, I don't like this mechanic and things like that. I'll do my best to try to enjoy it, see it for what it is, enjoy the parts that are good, try to overlook the stuff that's maybe not my cup of tea. Do you guys have any final thoughts? Any questions, concerns, thoughts on us playing this?
I'm ready.
It's been a while since all three of us have played a multiplayer game.
I'm ready, and I want to see how good Ryan is. I'm a little curious.
Yeah, like, no.
If Ryan just turns into like the Marine commander, you know, where like we're playing. He's like, guys, all right, guys, get over here. No, don't go around that corner.
Well, word on the street is from a Discord today, actually, somebody reached out and said, how do you feel about Solid Snake being in
I did
Fortnite.
See that
you did see that yeah. So then I was just like, I put execute puke.exe so that's my feelings on Fortnite, but maybe I'll just be Snake and kick butt, so we'll see.
Yeah, maybe it'll be slightly better than puke. We'll have to see.
We'll be barf.
Yeah, maybe it'll just be indigestion.exe after playing. All right. Well, that wraps up this Hijack a Host episode. Want to say thank you, Mom, once again for supporting the show.
Thanks, Mom.
Shout out to Yaya Arizona. And to the rest of our listeners, please go take a look at support options at multiplayersquad.com. If you go legendary, you can pick a game for us. There's also tiers that are far cheaper. It all starts at $5 a month. And make sure to follow our podcast feed. That way you don't miss any episodes, and toss us a follow on socials everywhere at Video Gamers Pod. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, happy gaming.
See ya.
All right. See everybody.